So I'm Joel Falcou. I'm an assistant professor from University of Paris South and CTO of Nemskill, which is a small French startup dealing with HPC related issues for small and big business. I'm dealing with research issues around parallel programming and language research, and I will speak about all those related to C++ and how C++ actually helps us design those efficient yet abstract tools for high-performance computing.
So have you given your talk yet?
Nope, not yet. It's this afternoon.
Oh, okay, cool. Why don't you tell us a little more about what you'll be talking about?
Oh, okay. So the talk is about how we use C++ to design a library for parallel programming. It's often a misconception to think that parallel programming is probably a big company or academic issue. There is a lot of small company, startups, researchers that actually need those performance coming from all the new architectures, from GPU to large scale SIMD extension set, but they don't have time nor the resources to actually have people dealing with only those issues. So we try to design libraries that can actually deal with those performance and parallel programming issues while giving them some kind of high level, close to the expertise field interface. So I will speak about what actually all those problems are, how we can actually use C++ to solve some of them, and how we can actually structure that into reusable tools. I will also go over what kind of C++ features was useful for this, and what is actually missing from the language to make that something more elegant, and how we circumvented those missing features.
Very cool. So what are your impressions so far of the first CPP Con?
Oh, well, I was a BoothCon and C++ Now regular, so okay. I jumped on this occasion to come there, and I can actually say that it's very impressive. So a lot of people coming from a large, fan of background, from actual C++ experts to practitioners to newcomers to the languages, from a lot of different kind of industries, like from some embedded systems to large scale systems, by crossing regular application developers. So that's a very nice melting pot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that the actual speaker roster is actually very interesting. And I think the talk selection and the way the conference is run is very nice. And I hope to be there in 2015. And it will be as cool as this one.
Awesome. So is there anything else about sort of you and C++ that you'd like to talk about?
How
long have you been? Have you been programming or involved in C++?
Well, I have an engineering degree in computer science. So when I was in school, we had the choice to either do Java or C++. And basically, Java looked boring back in the day. So I say, okay, what about C++ and see what we can do with that. And my C++ teachers was maybe one of the best I ever had. And I was totally hooked on the language then. Hmm. And I tried to push that everywhere I could, during my PhD and during my job afterwards. And I pretty much never left, actually. Okay. I dabbled a bit with, C and stuff like that. But, I was hooked on the first sight. And it was cool to see actually how the language evolved last 10 or 12 years.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
How we went from something that people didn't despise but think about uncomfortable about using it because of a lot of misconceptions to what C++ 11 and C++ 14 is actually now, which is a more sleek languages, something you can actually taught. I'm part of teaching also, so, and that was a very clear cut between before C++ 11, you have to taught C++, and now, and it's far more easier, and people are just get into it far more easily than before.
Mm-hmm.
And and having able to see all of those evolution is a very cool experience. We also deal with a standard committee in France with me and my coworker, and it's actually a good, a very good experience to be into this and trying to shape the language so it can actually still be language of choice for a lot of applications.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What do you think it was about the language that drew you in when you were first exposed to it?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was the fact that you were dealing with these very high level constructs, and you were still getting those close to the metal performances, so you can actually, you know, construct those very abstract application or library, and you will be sure that, you know, it will not, you know, take ages to run. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember when I stumbled upon metaprogramming, and I was like, whoa, I want to do this all the time. And the fact that you have this you can also write, you know, very simple and powerful C++, and you have this full spectrum of very deep and very expert-oriented features that you can actually draw if you really need it. But if you don't need them and you don't know about them, it's not a problem. You can still write something, you know, functional and efficient. And having this large, you know, selection of stuff you can actually manipulate depending on what's your goal and what's your constraints and how do you want to integrate that with the rest of what were also softwares. Mm-hmm. And having the possibility to do this without having to worry about, oh crap, should I, you know, fulfill this or that, and what kind of framework should I be, you know, working with? You can just write the most, you know, to the point, efficient yet abstract stuff with C++. Right. Whatever the level of, you know, complexity you need, and that's very unique to these languages.
It is indeed. Well, Joel, thank you so much for coming by, for your time.
Thanks to you.
I hope your talk goes well in the afternoon, and best wishes, safe travels.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you.